Directors Podcast, a show about movies, fun, and competition, where our hosts draft movie-related items and make fun of each other along the way. Now for our hosts, Caleb, Quantas, and Roman.
Hey, Film Drafters, back with another episode. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. We're excited to talk about movie character jobs that we want. We actually kind of teased that last episode and realized, you know what? That's good enough. We're just going to talk about it today. And we're excited to talk about that. If this is your first time listening, welcome. We love making fun of each other and drafting movie-related things, just like a snake draft like you would in fantasy football. And so we're super excited to do that for you today. We're going to change things up, though, starting next week and then through the end of October. We're going to be doing a tournament-style mode for horror movies. There was actually an episode last year, if you want to go back, where we just drafted best horror movies, but they were kind of in no particular order. So this year, we thought that we would actually do a horror movie tournament. So that's going to take 4 weeks, starting September 28th. So next Wednesday, September 28th, we'll have the tournament round one. And so we'll draft our favorite horror movies from the 20th century. And then the week after that, we'll draft our favorite horror movies from the 21st century. And then we're going to do like a 32 movie bracket, just like a Sweet 16 times two on the next 2 weeks after that. And then the week of Halloween, we're going to be drafting houses that we trick or treat at. So I'm super excited for the next month and a half. It's going to be very spooky. You guys ready to get spooky?
I'm ready to get spooky.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we do that, we'll just take a breath of fresh air because we're just going to be inundated with horror for forever. So let's do a fun episode. Movie character jobs that we want. I'm sure we've all imagined it before. We can go way outside of the box with this. You can talk about real jobs that are just in movies. You can talk about fictional jobs that don't exist. Like, think outside of the box. All right. Well, Quantas, you draft first today. Want to remind the people at home before you draft to find us wherever you're listening to your podcast and subscribe or hit that plus button or like or whatever so that we can be automatically downloaded to your phone so that you wake up one morning and you're like, hey, I got a new episode to listen to. It's a great day. So go ahead and do that. Quantas, take it away with the draft.
Time to draft. My first pick is maybe an obvious one because I'm still like a giant kid. So it's going to be like a candy factory owner, a la Willy Wonka. Who wouldn't want to own their own candy factory? You can pick and choose like what would be what. Like maybe if I wanted the river to be like strawberry milk, I could do that. Definitely like free the Oompa Loompas because I'm pretty sure they aren't paying that slavery. So like, get rid of that. Enjoy the songs though. I do enjoy those.
It's true.
Yeah, I'd have to stick around with that.
Yeah. It was funny because somebody actually commented when we posted this that they wanted to be an Oompa Loompa. And I was like, dude, aim a little higher. Like you could own the factory if you want. Like, no, I just want to work in it and sing the songs. No, that's a great pick. I think I would change the river into like root beer or something like that, or like grape soda. That'd be pretty sweet. But yeah, that'd also be terrifying. Just little kids like basically dying every time they get a tour.
While you close it up, nobody's allowed in.
Just that's you. Right. It's just for you.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. I got a cavity filled today, so I don't know if that's something I would pursue immediately. But down the line, I might have to jump on that train with you because, yeah, dude, you make so much money. You can like monopolize candy, maybe. Mm-hmm. But people would not.
Yeah, you would definitely have to brush your teeth. Brush your teeth a lot. Use some mouthwash. Definitely use a water pick. I think that's something you don't realize you need to do until you get kind of older. You're like, you know what? I got to take care of these gums and these teeth. Got to do a water pick. So I'm not going to choose a dental hygienist. But Roman, you've got the next pick. I know that we're probably pretty similar on some of like the top picks. So I just kind of hope that you don't take mine. But I got two after you. So you got to play the game.
I got to play the game. I got to play it right. My fantasy football draft went well. I'm 2-0, only undefeated team in the league. Let's ride. but I don't know if this will come back to me, and it scares me. I don't want to reach, so I think I'm going to take my chance and let it come back. But I think ever since I was a kid, man, I want to, like, being a detective seems so cool in the movies. Obviously, yeah, very dangerous. You see a lot of things, but I just think of, like, you know, Clarice Starling or Detective Loki from Prisoners, and just how fascinating they are. And you have such, like, a nice, like, vibe. You just kind of like emo a little bit, a little negative. Maybe you're smoking a cigarette for the aesthetic. Yeah. Vapes don't do particularly well for film. So, unfortunately, I might get like lung cancer or something, but yeah, let's do the detective. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was definitely on my list. I also put, like, Private Eye, which is kind of a similar thing. If you want to go like the old, like 40s, 50s noir films. Yeah, Private Eye would be cool. Detective. There's just so many cool things and so many cool ways you can go. And you don't even have to pick one movie character. Yeah. You're just like, there's so many detectives. They're all awesome. If you had to pick one detective, though, like, which one would you pick that you would be most like to have their specific job?
Might be Elliot Gould from The Long Goodbye. He kind of gets, like, thrown into, like, the dirt, the grime of the underworld of trying to figure out, like, who killed this guy's wife. Was it him? Was it the other guy? And then he just, again, he smokes so many cigarettes in the 2 hour span that it's just such an interesting vibe. You got the noir angle, you got the voiceover, the narration. That's who I would be, is Elliot Gould from The Long Goodbye.
That's good. I feel like I went the other direction in my notes, that I picked Eddie from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, just to, like, be a detective in that Toontown area. Quantas, you feel like, was that on your list?
I had, like, some sort of detective. I guess it kind of falls into the same category. I was going to be, like, a Man in Black, which is basically a space detective. They're Space ICE. So, yeah, just playing Border Patrol, me keeping aliens at bay, because that was the coolest thing to me as a kid, just seeing them in them sunglasses and the neuralizer. Yeah. Like, I wanted one of those so bad. Like, I could not stress to you how much I just wanted to be like, you don't remember anything and mess with people. We're born on this day. This is your love of your life that you never met. Yeah. It'd just be awesome to be like any sort of detective, because they always have, like, cool vibes in movies.
Yeah, the coolest. There's something about being the smartest person in the room. All right. Well, speaking of the smartest person in the room, my first pick is actually going to be, I think technically he's a mathematician, but I'm going to say a chaos theorist. I'm going to take Ian Malcolm's job from Jurassic Park. Again, we just have to throw out Jurassic Park. We mention it basically every single episode. If you haven't heard of this movie, maybe you should check it out. 1993.
Unsung it's pretty cult awesome. Classic.
Yeah, but I actually just got done rereading Jurassic Park and then the Lost World books, and Ian Malcolm, as cool as he is in the movies, he's, like, kind of even cooler in the books, and there's a lot more of, like, the theory and the philosophy and the science behind a lot of what he says in the movies. It's, like, even fuller in the book that just made me want to do it even more. I was like, man, can I just, like, go re-enlist as a freshman and just, like, redo my major? I'm going to become a mathematician and a chaos theorist.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the list. How can it not be? It's like we talked about last week, like an archaeologist, just something like when you're younger, I was like, man, it'd be so cool to dig up dinosaur bones. And I never did that. And it's like, man, I kind of wish I had the option to even do anything creative in high school besides business class.
Yeah, that was definitely on the list. It was like one of my first passions, I guess. I was a little kid. I was just, like, obsessed with dinosaurs. I could tell you every dinosaur in the book. I can't even do that now, which is crazy. But yeah, we see in Jurassic Park and the giant stack of doo-doo and the giant long-necked dinosaurs, because I told you I can't remember the name of these dinosaurs.
Right. A Brachiosaurus, like, bro.
Yeah, the Brachiosaurus. And then there's another name for, like, the big one that's in, like, the Museum of Natural History.
Brontosaurus?
I think it's, like, it's even bigger than that. I forget. I walked underneath it, and it's crazy.
Bigger than that Thatosaurus.
It is. Yeah. It's the biggest Thatosaurus. Yes. We should just draft dinosaurs. It's really what we should do. All right. Well, I'm going to get my first two picks here, and it seems a little unfair because I think I just won, but I'm going to do an archaeologist / college professor of archaeology, Mr. Indiana Jones. how cool is that? You get to teach about the thing that you love, and then you actually just get to like fly by map to anywhere in the world and discover all of like the cool little treasures that you hunt for, and you get to punch some Nazis along the way. Sign me up.
Yeah, I can't believe I said that Ian Malcolm was an archaeologist when he's a paleontologist.
No, he's a mathematician chaos theorist.
Yes. But the dinosaur bone duster upper diggers are paleontologists, I believe.
Correct.
My job's all I know is car sales now. That's it. That's all I know. It's the only reality. But yes, archaeology would be a lot of fun. You get to wear a cool hat, you get to use the whip that saves you from pretty much situation. So yeah, why not? That's all you need. And a little charisma.
Yeah, you can use the knowledge at work. You just like smack the hood and tell them a dino fact, like off rip, that'll get you a sale. Telling you.
Yeah. You know, an ankylosaurus weighs three times as much as this car.
Indiana Jones is like coolest because he was like this cool teacher. And you see in the movies that everybody has, like all the students has a crush on Indiana Jones. So like that's also that's cool. Too. Like he's wanted as like a teacher. And then like he's also like the coolest guy ever when he's out of school, like doing Indiana Jones stuff, fighting Nazis and punching people in the face and shooting them when they take too long to whip people. So yeah, Indiana Jones is obviously on top of the list. Yeah.
If we are including Crystal Skull, then he unfortunately does get like a little political in the 50s of his love for Ike Eisenhower. Not very famous. But Roman, back to you.
Back to me. I think I can hold off on my pick here. I don't think Q is going to take it. And if he does, it'd be a little bit of a bummer. But I'm going to go with a little bit of a recent one here just because you'd be like the ultimate badass. You can be the Top Gun flight instructor, Tom Cruise's role, and just be a machine in a jet. You're just a physical machine in a jet. All you have to say is, talk to me, Goose. And you just do the coolest thing that no one's ever seen before. Because if no one's going to do it, who will? Tom Cruise. Me, no. Because that's the job I'm taking.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you also get to like play slow motion volleyball.
With my shirt off.
Yeah.
Hopefully I hit the gym. Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's a cool pick. I think I would definitely black out pretty much every single time. It takes a very special person to be a pilot, but hey, more power to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, he could keep that job because I'm definitely afraid of that. Like, not do any of that stuff Tom Cruise does in any of his movies, really. So, especially not Top Gun, but he's like in a jet, like doing that stuff, which could, you know, collide with another jet or like anything at any time if he's not careful. So yeah, you can stay up there in the sky. I'll be here on land.
Be here on the land. All right. Well, Quantas, you get two in a row.
Oh man. Okay. So I feel like I have to go with one of the most famous jobs in the history of movies because people don't talk about her enough. The icon. And the mode, I want to be a superhero costume designer.
That's a good pick.
I will allow Kate. I will allow many things in my domain because it would just be the coolest thing ever. Like, who doesn't? Like, are we already designed like superhero costumes? I feel like we all did as children. We were just like, oh, you know, this would be like my dream Spider-Man suit or whatever. We just sketch it in our little books when we were children. So, like, yeah, to do that as an adult, like, the dream, wouldn't it be if superheroes were real? Superman would just drop by. You're like, oh, man, I need a new costume. And you're like, oh, I got you. You know, probably has to pay you like $5,000. too. Like, that's the cool part too. So you get paid to do what you love.
Yeah, heroes for hire. That's what you gotta do. That would be fun because you like you get enough of like the superhero like nostalgia and fun without any of the danger. Like Edna Mode, never in danger.
Ever. No, yeah, she might put some superheroes in danger, but then she was like, oh, we're not gonna use capes, so now they're in less danger. So not only are you smart, but you're short. And you got big glasses, and just because that means that you're smarter than everyone else. So that's a really good, clever pick. I didn't even think about that at all. So props.
Yeah, I saw somebody put that in one of the comments. So that was a creative one for sure.
There we go.
Maybe it was just Quantas's other account. All right. Well, Quantas, what is your third pick?
My third pick is going to be a movie we talk about a lot, but we still don't talk about it enough. We've called it a perfect movie, and that's because it is. I would be a music teacher, a la School of Rock, Jack Black. Yeah. I feel like we all have like an inner desire to just like share our playlist and be like, this is why my music taste is superior to everyone else's. And that's basically what he is able to do as he hijacks the students in this school and teaches them the origins of rock music. So yeah, who wouldn't just want to, you know, teach kids about music? That'd be so fun. Like, if they don't know anything, just be like, hey, here's a mystery right here. Here's what I know, at least. You know, I have a desire to do that in some capacity. So I feel like,
yeah. You can just take them on borderline inappropriate field trips all the time.
Right, man. Hopefully. The hijinks are the best part, obviously, of school.
Is the best line delivery in that movie, a little off topic, but is the best line delivery in that movie when he goes, they've got stick it to the man. Theosis. Is
that the best line? Yeah. I don't know.
There's a lot of
I think them. It's when the kid says, you're tacky and I hate you. It's like, okay, you see me after class.
That is good. It's yeah. Very good.
But, all right. Roman, yeah, what is your third pick?
Man, I feel like I can hold on to it. I feel like it's just sitting there in the ether. We kind of forget about it. So I'm going to hold on a little bit longer. Hold on for dear life. I think then if I'm going to hold on to that, I think... You know what? No, we're going to take it. We're going to be a food critic, like in Ratatouille. So if you're going to go with a Pixar movie cue, then I would go with a food critic. I just think, you know, obviously film criticism is one thing, but being able to eat at these fine restaurants and just slam someone with a 2-star review because their filet mignon was not cooked to perfection, you know, is pretty neat. But yeah, I kind of wonder how the food critic realm works. Is it as intense as film Twitter?
I don't know. I feel like it's like a nicer space.
But it's probably so many less people.
Yeah, there's just so many less of them. And there's few people that like you don't need to be a critic to have credibility. Like you go on Instagram, it's like, here's what looking like eating at Burger King for a full day looks like. And you get like 10,000 views. Whereas like film criticism, I feel like there is like at least some credentials that people look to, although you can do crappy reviews all the time if you want.
Yeah. The only food critic, like real food critic I know of is, I believe, Report of the Week or News of the Week. He's a guy that's been on YouTube forever. He's like a squirrely looking guy, blonde hair, combs his hair, dresses up really nice and reviews like the nude thing in fast food. If no one's ever seen his videos, please treat yourself for his 10 minutes of joy every single video. Would highly recommend. But
yeah, I don't know if I know like an actual food critic, but yeah, like I mean there's people that like I'll follow on Instagram that like make fun of people's food, and there's one that's actually really awesome called The Sandwiches of History, which if you haven't seen this guy, he like finds cookbooks from like 100 years ago and just makes the sandwiches that they tell him to make. And they're usually all really bad. So it's pretty funny.
Yeah. It would be dope to be a food critic, just going around different restaurants, being able to try their stuff. And like, they're trying their best stuff too. Like they're presenting their best to you most of the time, which is really cool. And like, I feel like in the food world, you just kind of like build maybe similar to the film critic world too, because we have like five characters in like the film Twitter spear. So it's like a food critic, you probably just like build up this persona and you're allowed to do what you want. Because like you see Gordon Ramsay on like one show, he's just like screaming at people, and then like on the other show he's like cuddling the children. So it's like, yeah, just do whatever, I guess.
Is yeah. Like yeah, has the food critic been replaced by like Guy Fieri and the Man vs. Food Guy, like just like really weird like personalities that are a little overweight and really excited about eating something gnarly?
Well, I think the Man vs. Food Guy, well, there's a different guy now because it's like he can only take like 4 seasons of that. So he's been replaced by somebody else who's like willing to have a heart attack by age 32. But yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got two in a row and I'm going to go into the fictional world. Not that the last two guys weren't fictional enough. But I think I want to be a Hogwarts professor. Hogwarts professor would be borderline dangerous pretty much all the time for sure.
What would you teach?
I thought about that. And like, I think I would actually teach probably the most practical thing as far as like all of those things go. And I would probably teach potions. Like, I feel like they hate potions because of Professor Snape. And so like, if I actually taught them some actual chemistry that's like useful in life, and teach them some stuff, that'd be helpful. I mean, Harry can eventually learn how to like make antidotes and all that stuff. So it's like, that would come in handy. And so, and I don't know why it needs to be in the dungeon either. Like, put some light in that room. Yeah. I mean, chemistry class was fun. So I would basically just be a chemistry professor in a magical land.
I think if I were to be a teacher, you want to reconfigure how the students feel about potions, because Snape ruined it. Rest in peace. Then you got Horace Slughorn, who no one just really cares about. He's very old school. So you want to reinvigorate it with new life. And I feel like, yeah, let's get it out of the dungeon. Let's put it like near the Great Hall. Let's put it like in the big line of traffic. So students are like, oh yeah, the potions class, it's near the food area. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Make some candy. Make some drinks.
Yeah. I was thinking about this earlier and I'm mad I didn't write it down. Cause, whatever like Newt Scamander is, like a Magi zoologist, I think that's what it is. Yeah,
Magizoologist.
Magizoologist.
Yeah, he's got like MAGA in there. I don't know if you want that. MAGA zoologist.
I thought it was MAGI.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Magi.
I don't care.
But yeah, I think that would be like the real first answer, because that one is awesome. I think that's also dangerous, but you don't get to hang out at Hogwarts that much.
No.
And that's really what I want to do.
Let's see.
Like, I guess if I wanted to, I would just be the headmaster of Hogwarts and not just a professor. Cause it's like, what does Dumbledore actually do? He just like goes around randomly, says stuff sometimes, and then apparates out of there.
Yeah. He makes grand announcements and leaves.
And I'll be gone for most of the school year. See ya. All right. So for my last pick, I think I'm also going to go into the world of fantasy here. Maybe science fiction, can't really tell. I'm caught between three of them. And I think probably what I would like to do most out of the ones that are left, I would like to be a captain of a Starfleet ship. So just like Captain Kirk, like make me the captain of the SS Enterprise and let's go where no man has gone before. And explore some cool stuff, but maybe stay out of trouble. Like, I just want to do the exploring part, not the like getting killed part.
Yeah. I feel like you'd still be risking it all. Cause like, you're kind of just like, hey, I'm just trying to mind my business. But then there's all these other ships and planets and species out there that are like, oh, what does this little ship want? Let's take it over and steal their resources and kill them. But yeah, I'd like to just adventure too. What's going on with Star Trek? And I think that's what Star Trek has always done better than Star Wars, is visiting different planets and species and really being expansive. Like, no planet is the same. Like, Jakku and Tatooine, come on. what are we doing here?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that'd be fun. USS, what would I call my? I don't know. What would be a good ship name? Come back to me.
Okay. We'll think about it.
We all got to name our ships now, because I can't think of a name. That's a great pick. I would love to be a Starfleet captain. I'm not wearing a red shirt, but I would love to just like visit the different planets and see their cultures. But it would be scary, because like, you could do like one thing and it's like the worst thing ever there. Just like, you're not aware of their culture. Just because like if you go to a different country and you like put your thumb up, that's like the middle finger. But like, imagine that, but like on a million different planets.
We will sacrifice you to our monster now.
Right? Because you sneezed.
How dare you sneeze on our planet? Or you can accidentally go to a planet where you're allergic to the thing that makes up 85% of the planet, a la the aliens from Signs. So that was like a big mistake.
Yeah, they didn't do the research.
Roman, what is your final pick?
You know what? I think I need a job that makes life a little complicated for me. I need a job that, you know, is just such, it has to be the best job title in all of job title history. I'd be a Blade Runner.
Whoa.
I would be, that is so cool to me. Now you're kind of doing a terrible thing because you're being tasked to basically kill replicants that want to live longer just because they want more life. It's kind of a POS, but, but the vibes, the noir, the rain, the coat, the blaster. I mean, you also have some interpersonal drama. Am I real? Am I the child? Am I a replicant? So you get some weird like internal drama there. And I think that because I personally believe the notion that if you are a Blade Runner, you are a replicant, because why would they send a human to do a job that a stronger type of, not species, but a stronger type of being would basically destroy you in one-on-one combat. So I think being a Blade Runner would also mean you're a replicant. So let's do it. I would be a Blade Runner. Let's ride.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's one of the other movies that we just mentioned every single episode. So Blade Runner had to make an appearance. I thought about it. But then like, I thought about what they actually do. I'm like, man, that's kind of sad. You are kind of just like taking the potential life away of these androids. So, like, I don't know if I want to be responsible for that.
Yeah, the vibes weren't strong enough for me either. I considered it, but I was like, just murdering people. You're either going to end up like Harrison Ford, you're going to end up like Gosling at the end. Neither of them are really good outcomes. I mean, Harrison Ford had it happy in the end, I guess, but they went through a lot of crap for that.
Yeah. Like, how long? Just for that. It's a lot. All right. Quantas, what is your final pick?
Oh, man. Okay. So I'm picking a job from a movie that I ironically do not even like, controversially for some people, but I would choose to be a Ghostbuster because why not? They have the cool outfits. I will always give the movie that. Those outfits are awesome. I would like a proton pack, and I would like a thing that like sucks a ghost into it. So, yeah, I would fight to stay Puff Marshmallow Man all day, every day. Because, I mean, yeah, that's like the only redeeming part of the movie for me is just how cool the idea of the Ghostbusters is. And it's like not how executed at all. So,
yeah. I think the idea and the nostalgia definitely reign supreme. There's definitely funny parts for sure. But yeah, it's not a perfect movie by any means. But my daughter, she just rewatched. And not rewatched, but she watched for the first time because it was on Amazon Prime, like all the real Ghostbusters cartoon show. And so the real Ghostbusters came on as a cartoon show after the movie. And that show is so fun, and it makes Ghostbusters like way like cooler and something a little bit more accessible than the movie, where you're just like, these are just like four guys that I can't really relate to that are just like doing a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah,
but like their cartoon versions, you're like, hey, they're going on lots of adventures. I can get to know these guys a little bit better. And that's also why I really liked the new one that that Reitman came out with like last year or whatever. I was like, that was actually pretty good because it was a good story. It's something that, and it had a heart in like a romance and just like a love aspect to it that I think is kind of missing from the first one. But the first one does have, you know, all the nostalgia factor. But the idea of being a Ghostbuster, that sounds really fun. I just don't know. That seems like a horrible business venture of like, I'm not sure if these ghosts exist, but I'm going to pour all my money and resources into capturing them and putting them in a box.
I feel like being a Ghostbuster, you really open up the potential of just always being the butt of a joke. Like, could you imagine being in the room and someone's like, who are you going to call? And then you stand up and they're like Ghostbuster. You're like, all right, you know, it's me. It's me.
I'm the guy.
But yeah, that'd be a pretty cool job. That's a one I didn't even think about, just because I too am like, man, those movies, I just don't understand how, I mean, I understand why they're a cornerstone of the 80s, American cornerstone of the 80s, but I just don't gravitate towards it. But yeah, I mean, why not? It's pretty neat, pretty clever. It's different than anything else on the list.
Yeah, I'm not even really sure how they get money.
Like, yeah, we're
like, we're not making rent this month, guys.
They kind of by day, they don't even get paid.
Technically unemployed.
They do freelancing ghost busting.
Yeah, they do get paid. Like they overcharge rich people. I think they're like Robin Hood, but with ghosts. All right. So to read back, Quantas, you got a candy factory owner, a superhero costume designer, a music teacher, and a Ghostbuster. Roman, you have a detective, a Top Gun pilot, food critic, and a Blade Runner. And I have a chaos theorist, a college professor of archaeology, a Hogwarts professor, and the captain of a Starfleet ship. All right. Well, what are some honorable mentions that we did not throw out there?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I thought about that. I was like looking through my top 10 like favorite movies of all time, and I'm like, I would like the money he has. I would not want to be him though.
Yeah, I also thought of, I couldn't find like a job name, but like Training a Dragon and How to Train Your Dragon, I think would be a pretty neat job. I think there is like a proper name for it. I just couldn't find it.
What about this name? Dragon Trainer. How does that sound?
I'm thinking about that.
Clever. But yeah, MI6 agent, some other cool stuff, perilous stuff. But yeah, those are some of the ones on the top of my list.
Yeah. I mean, I thought about secret agent, but that just sounds like way too dangerous. Yeah. And like, I would give it away because I don't have a good poker face sometimes.
Yeah.
But it would just
be, I am not the spy.
Can you speak closer into my shoulder?
Yeah. None of us chose the Boss Baby. I want to be a Boss Baby.
Oh, wow. That'd
be fun.
Forgot that movie. Quantas.
Yeah. Any others you want to throw out there, Quantas?
I only had one. That was like the hotel manager at like the Continental, because like,
yeah,
he just sees so much stuff and so much cool traffic comes through. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. And like, he doesn't get touched. I mean, unless you're counting like third movie where he absolutely gets touched. But like, hey, those were like weird circumstances.
Right. For me, it was probably too close to like a detective, but I put an investigative journalist, kind of like the other side of the detective, where you're not really in danger, but you're like investigating some kind of big scandal thing. I think that would just be like a really cool job in real life. And what really made me think about that is actually the movie, that Mr. Rogers movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Mm. I was just thinking like, man, like what cool job this guy has. It's just like, he gets to write exposés, but then also talk to people and kind of just learn more and share about their lives and just like write about it in an interesting way. And I think Lloyd Vogel is actually a real dude because it's all based on a true story. So look that up.
Yeah. If you're Mr. Rogers, people could like theorize that you have like tattoos all the way up to your neck. And that's why you wear sweaters, because you were in the Navy, like, but it's not true.
A Navy SEAL. Yeah.
I love how we all heard that through kids.
Yeah. And then I also had, I was trying to think of a job from Lord of the Rings. I was like, what would you actually want to do in Lord of the Rings? And I guess I would like be a ranger, like Aragorn. Yeah. Like, I guess that would be cool, but that's also very dangerous.
Yeah. I would probably be Elrond.
Yeah.
He doesn't really like do anything.
Like the king of the elves, just like hang out with a bunch of elves.
You just live forever. And then you're just like saying something like super prophetic or super like fateful. And then you're just like also 1 billion years old.
Yeah,
I'd be Elrond.
I was there
when the ring was forged.
Yeah, you can be the ring forger, be responsible for all that stuff.
Ooh.
All right. Well, we drafted some good ones. Let us know what we missed. Join us next week where we're starting round one of our horror movie tournament. We're going to be talking about all the horror movies of the 20th century. And then after that, 21st century. And then we'll be ranking these things down. And I think we're actually going to have a competition. We're going to have a competition that if you guess the decade of the movie that is the winning movie that is crowned Horror King, if you guess that decade, we will send you movie tickets to go see a movie.
I like that.
Yeah, just in time for Avatar 2.
Yep, just in time for Avatar 2. Avatar re-released this weekend.
Black Panther. Black Panther is also coming out in November.
Oh, yeah.
Coming. Wow. Where's the time gone? Don't Worry, Darling, coming out this weekend if anyone is also not interested in seeing that.
Ready to make that 1 million weekend.
There we go. Florence Pugh, baby.
We need a movie about the production on Don't Worry, Darling. That's what we need.
Yeah. Or just do like a double feature with Don't Worry, Darling and I Spit on Your Grave. All right. Well, on that note, you guys have a good one. We'll see you guys next time.
See ya.